This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. Today, the Department of Air Force officially renamed Peterson Air Force Base and Schriever Air Force Base into Space Force Bases and renamed Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station, Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. The joint ceremony took place at Peterson Air Force Base and was presided over by General Raymond. Congressman Lamborn has strongly advocated for the design and has been a champion for the newly created United States Space Force and American space power. In a statement, the congressman said, "I was pleased to attend the renaming ceremony of Peterson Space Force, Schriever Space Force Base, and Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. Colorado Springs is the center of space activity in the country and plays a unique role in our national security space enterprise." Civil rights laws could classify long COVID as a disability. That according to an announcement from the Biden administration during an event marking the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act today. President Biden says agencies are being brought together to help those battling ongoing symptoms of the virus. The president described the move as first of a kind. At the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs and three Pikes Peak Community College campuses, reopening at full capacity for fall of 2021. For the first time since the pandemic, mask wearing will be mainly on the honor system. Questions about a possible new COVID-19 safety guideline coming from the federal government at the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki briefing today. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying yesterday that there may soon be revised federal guidance on masks for vaccinated, as well as a possible booster shot. Those are being considered.
The CDC looks at data. They look at data across the country, in a range of regions across the country. And if they make an assessment, we will, of course, be here to follow their guidance.
Jen Psaki making those comments today. The Colorado Springs Police Department wants to make it routine for local residents to try to prevent poverty crimes and property crimes. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
Beginning tonight, CSPD's Crime Prevention Unit will post nightly reminders on the department's social media channels. The 9 p.m. routine campaign will point out ways to reduce crime like locking doors, turning on outside lights, and bringing valuable items inside. The campaign will last through Sunday. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
And the Denver Broncos open training camp this week, as does most of the NFL, including the Indianapolis Colts. ESPN is reporting that Coach Frank Reich has tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. In a statement, the coach said, "I'm fortunate to be fully vaccinated and I'm asymptomatic. I'm feeling well and I'm looking forward to returning as soon as possible and medically cleared." Next Monday is the earliest he can return to their camp. And we'll have more coming up in sports in just a few minutes. And finally, a Colorado native is bringing home gold for the U.S. in women's skeet. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has the golden details.
Amber English won the medal today in Tokyo. The Colorado Springs native grew up in a shooting family and has climbed to the international rankings over the last few years. This is English's first Olympics. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
A few isolated storms are possible across I-25 early this evening, mainly before 8 p.m. Otherwise, these storms will favor higher terrain areas across the Palmer Divide and parts of the high country. As we move through the latter portion of the evening time frame, no widespread severe weather expected, partly clear after midnight tonight, temperatures in the 60s. We'll follow that up with plenty of sunshine on Tuesday, with most of the day part staying dry, temperatures soaring into the 80s and 90s. Isolated storms will stay across higher terrain areas. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.